picked off Polamalu. Polamalu going right. The field is open. Aaron Smith shields. Flacco. Polamalu takes it home. Super Bowl 43. Pittsburgh might be bound for that thanks to number 43.
They're bringing everybody. Stepping away from it. Roethlisberger throws off balance. Has Holmes. Holmes cuts back middle pass Walker. Sidesteps another hit. Miller down there leading the charges. Washington's going to throw a block and Holmes has taken it in. Touchdown, Pittsburgh.
Second and five, and of course Flacco will milk the clock as far down as he can. 3:25 and ticking down in the fourth. And he gets knocked down and the ball is loose and it's Polamalu. It's picked up by Woodley and he gets taken down to the 10-yard line. Huge, huge play. Flacco going back, and unless that arm was coming forward, this will stand.
Ravens late getting back onto the field as the Steelers come up to the line. Third and 19. Weldy Moore in the backfield with Roethlisberger. Looks like a three-man rush for Baltimore.
That's all they're showing.
And that's all it is. Roethlisberger going to go deep.
Roethlisberger looks, crosser, Brown, he caught it, fights to the goal line, breaks the plane, touchdown Pittsburgh! That might win them the division!
Great drive. Well executed.
If he doesn't reach with the ball, the clock may run out.
Oh, the clock does run out. Let's go, Donnie! It's a Donnie Football Friday! I am a child of Steelers, Raiders, Steelers, Cowboys, Bills, Dolphins, Bears, Packers, Niners, Cowboys, Raiders, Chiefs. And now we have the greatest rivalry of the 21st century in my book. It's ebbed and waned a little bit. I don't know if waned is the right word there. Donnie, I used it earlier this week and haven't corrected myself. I don't care. It's back. It's back in a big way. This is a gigantic game. This is Steelers-Ravens on a Donnie Football Friday. Our thanks to CBS NBC for all those clips. Our thanks to our dear friend City Limits. Great job putting all that together. If that doesn't get you fired up, I don't know what will. It's Steelers, Ravens.
And this is a rivalry I grew up on, Joe. You listed a lot of great ones that you grew up on, but this is one I grew up on. It's one that Limits grew up on. I got chills with multiple calls that were just played right there.
Me
because
too.
It just brings back, I feel like for people who have gone to those games or like you can remember fondly where you were when a lot of those moments took place. Like I went to multiple of those big playoff games with my dad. I went to the Immaculate Extension game with one of my best friends. Like you can just think back to those plays and it like warms the heart a little bit.
The cockles of your heart even. Yeah.
Because I'm thinking back to like great times and for the Steelers, just iconic moments in what is the best rivalry, I think, post-2000 that the NFL has ever seen.
Man, I'm with you. Limits, I know you have memories of these games, and how are you today?
So many fond ones. I'm great, guys. Hope the same for you. This is the game that gets me fired up the most out of any on the schedule every single year. I've been to a lot of Steeler-Raven games. Remember watching so many of those great moments, the Immaculate Extension just staying in my mind from Christmas Day. This is the one that you do not need any pep talk for. You don't need anybody to rile you up for. It is just the natural emotion that comes with Baltimore that makes me enjoy it so much.
Man, there's Hall of Famers in this game. Derrick Henry. I think Lamar will be one. T.J. Watt will be one. I think Cam is making a very good case. Did I say T.J. Watt? Russell Wilson? Minka? Who knows? I mean, there's guys all over the place here. There's expatriates, if you will, from both teams coming back to play in this game. But where else would we start, Donnie? Speaking of our dear friend Limits, he came up with the take of the week. The hot take of the week that really took over the entire town. Let's give him a hand, first of all, Donnie. Limits came up with this out of the blue.
Thank you.
I had a show planned on Tuesday, and Limits, he hijacked it, basically, which I was happy that he did. And then Pony, who usually doesn't adopt a topic from another show, thought it to be so incendiary that he hijacked it for your show. So let's go back, because I will say that Limits has softened his take a little bit. No offense, Limits, but we're going to go back to the original take as it organically evolved on Tuesday's show. And if you're a Steeler fan, I want to know if you agree or if you feel like this. It's not even an opinion, it's a feeling. How do you feel about the Ravens? Here's the original take from Tuesday.
And the thing that I like about this rivalry, which is a little bit off the beaten path, is that there's so much respect in this rivalry. I feel like the Steelers, you hate Cincinnati. You hate Cleveland. You respect Baltimore.
Wow. I ain't feeling, if I'm a Steeler fan, a whole lot of respect today. I thought about Limit's take, Donnie, when it first came out, and we just played it. Back to my fandom days and the team that I hated. My Ravens was the Miami Dolphins, the team that beat the Bills for the entire 70s. The entire 70s in the same division. And while later on I could go back, it's like players. Like, I'm sure that, you know, Ray Lewis, Steeler people respect him now for the player he was. You didn't respect him then. You hated his guts. They hate our guts. We hate their guts. That's how you feel about your biggest rival. I don't feel much respect on a Ravens Friday if I'm a Steeler fan. You are a Steeler fan. What did you think of Limits' take, and how you feeling today?
I'm going to surprise you here. I absolutely can see where Limits is coming from with that take. And I think it's because a lot of the battles with the Ravens, it has been so even-keeled. And I know the Steelers, as of late, have the advantage.
They've won, what, seven? By even-keeled? They've taken bounties out on each other. I went back and looked at Bart Scott threatening to kill Hines Ward in a game. Bart Scott said when the air left Ben Roethlisberger's body, he took great pleasure in that.
No.
What do you mean even-keeled?
I mean even-keeled on the scoreboard.
Oh, okay.
Like, the games are always so close, and it's not like one team dominates the other. I know right now the Steelers have won 7 out of the last 8.
Yes.
But they've also done so a lot of the time without Lamar Jackson on the other side. So let's just
throw that caveat in there. You don't hate the Ravens' guts? You don't hate their guts?
I don't hate them to the level that I hate the Bengals, the Browns, and the team that I hated growing up was the Patriots, because that was the team that always kicked the Steelers' ass. That didn't happen much with the Ravens.
Find Harbaugh to be extremely arrogant and unlikable, at least within this rivalry?
I do, because I think when he gets into this game, especially, I think he's a good coach. I think he's on a very similar level to Mike Tomlin. He gets into this game and he tries to be the smartest man in the room, and it ends up ruining him by the end.
I'm taken aback by this. I have to tell you, I'm reeling right now, Donnie. This is the first time we've done a Donnie Football Friday where I'm reeling right now.
I'm being 100% honest with you.
Like, I respect that. I do respect that.
I don't feel the hatred. I mean, I love the matchup. I mean, it is usually the best game to go to every single year. You go to a Steelers-Ravens game, it is going to be the most fun. In the 2000s, in the 2010s, it was the hardest-hitting, most violent game. But in an odd way, you kind of see how the teams mirrored each other. It was like they had nasty dudes on both sides.
Which makes you hate them more. It's like Pitt and West Virginia, or the Browns and the Steelers. Like, they're us and we're them. You hate nobody who reminds you more than somebody who reminds you of yourself. That's who I hate the most.
I feel like you can hate while also respecting an opponent.
It sounds like you're leaning toward Limits with the respect factor.
Well, I do agree with where he's coming from. Like, I think with the teams like the Bengals and the Browns, that, you know, you don't necessarily have to respect what either of those teams have done. I mean, the Bengals with Joe Burrow, they've gotten to new heights.
I mean, the Browns aren't even worth my emotions at all if I'm
exactly.
a Steeler fan at this point. Whereas the Ravens, I guess it is a sign of respect to hate them in a sporting sense. But I can tell you, knowing Ravens fans in my family from Baltimore, they're not oozing with... I don't think that respect would be the first feeling that arises for them on a Steeler Friday.
I also think it is a little bit different from their vantage point because the Steelers were that team in the late 2000s as we crept into the 2010s. The Steelers were often that team that ended the run of a very good or great Ravens team. 2008, the AFC Championship. The Ravens win back-to-back road games. They come into Pittsburgh. Who stops them? The Steelers. 2010, they win a road playoff game in the wild card round. They come into Pittsburgh. They're up two touchdowns at the half. The Steelers beat them again.
But let's not pretend the Ravens haven't taken things from the Steelers, too. They came in here and won a playoff game
they
one
did.
Year when the Steelers were at the height of their powers with Le'Veon Bell and people like that. And A.B. and Ben, they've won division titles.
Did Bell play that game? I thought that was like some
That was
rando.
The game he was injured.
Yeah.
You're right, he got injured in the Cincinnati game. But that was still a very good Steeler team that they came in here and took something away from.
But I think there's a way to have a hatred towards a team that you also do respect.
Like I know.
Growing
there
up
is.
And watching their style of play, it's like, okay, they're a lot like the Steelers.
Maybe you
the
guys,
players don't have to like each other. I mean, I think it's better when they hate
each
usually
other. Well, usually the fan bases hate each other worse than the players. I'm just maybe this is a new generation.
So
these are two guys in their 20s here. Do you agree with them is the question I want to ask. At 412-928-9370, 928-9370, Donnie.
So I do think that there's something to that when you bring up the fan bases, and I think Austin explained that a little bit when he was first going on about it the other day. I feel like when you're dealing with Bengals fans or Browns fans, it's more of a thorn in the side, but I don't feel that way with Ravens fans. I don't.
What?
I've
sat in the press box at Ravens-Steelers games and watched mayhem take place right below me. I walked across the bridge, whatever bridge that is, to get from the city to M&T Bank Stadium. And Mike Byers, Tony Dorsett's former blocking fullback at Aliquippa, covering the game for the Beaver County Times, I saw Ravens fans run up to him and dump beer on his head. What are you talking about,
and you don't
Donnie?
See that in Cleveland
of
or Cincinnati?
Of course you do. Of course you do. Yeah, but there's as much animosity or more between these two fan bases than there are those
two. Well, I think with Cleveland, it's a city of losers. I think with Cincinnati, it's mostly a city of losers. And with Baltimore...
The Escaloser being the primary example.
With Baltimore, I can at least look at that team and think, okay, they've had success since their beginning.
Okay.
Like in the last 25 to 30 years, this team has been on a similar level to the Steelers.
Listen, I respect your opinion and Limit's opinion. Play Limit's original, unsoftened opinion, and we'll see if people want to chime in on this here on a Ravens Friday. How much love, respect, peace, and joy you feel toward the Baltimore fan base, John Harbaugh, and all the nice little Ravens. Let's hear it.
The thing that I like about this rivalry, which is a little bit off the beaten path, is that there's so much respect in this rivalry. I feel like the Steelers, you hate Cincinnati. You hate Cleveland. You respect Baltimore.
Kumbaya.
I'll go one further. You know what in the playoff games where the Ravens would play the Patriots?
Yes.
I was rooting for the Ravens.
Well,
what?
In the Tom Brady era?
Okay. I mean, yeah, we're talking... Like an almost indescribable level of hate toward Brady and Belichick that the entire football world felt. So if you're saying I don't have a hatred for them on the level that I had for Belichick and Brady, that's a very different topic. But in the meantime, you can only express your feelings. These are your real feelings. I respect it. Limits, we'll give you a little word here as you answer the phones. You're the guy who stirred this whole thing up on Tuesday.
Yes, and I feel like... At the same time, you can still respect and hate at the same time. Like they're not two complete polar opposites.
It's tough. It's tough for me to respect and hate.
I know it's tough, but like I don't respect Cincinnati as much as I hate them. You know, like the same thing with Cleveland. But I feel like there is a line where both can be true. You can respect them and you can also hate them at the same time. Can't you? I heard somebody say the other day, don't you have to respect somebody to hate somebody?
You're not saying that you hold both hate and respect for them. You're saying that let's hear the clip one last time here, Donnie. He's backing off of it again.
I'm not backing off. I'm trying to further it, which is a little bit off the beaten path, is that there's so much respect in this rivalry. I feel like the Steelers, you hate Cincinnati. You hate Cleveland. You respect Baltimore.
You came out flat out and said you hate them. You hate them. You respect them. Respect before. And, of course, this is all in the context of sports hatred. Come on, Limits. Right. Own up to that take.
I do.
You weren't saying, oh, I hold hate and respect equally on this one. You said you hate Cincy. You hate Cleveland.
Yes.
You respect Baltimore.
That's correct.
All right. Then that's the battle line. That's the battle line that's been drawn here at 412-928-9370. 928-9370. And I love the take, by the way. I absolutely love the take and respect both of your opinions. I expected to hear very opposite opinions from both of you, being of a younger generation. Perhaps you're more evolved than we were as sports fans. Because again, Donnie, when I go back and think of the team I hated most, it was Dan Marino and the Miami Dolphins. And of course, in later years, like I said, like players who go back, you know, you sit down, Mean Joe Green or Hollywood Henderson and Terry Bradshaw. I don't know that they have, but you sit down in later years and yeah, it was great. And of course, you know, the respect is there now. I didn't feel that on a Dolphins Friday. I hated everything about Don Shula. Thought he was smug. I hated everything about Dan Marino back then. Hated everything about Duper and Clayton. And you want to go back even further than that, you know, Larry Little and Bob Kuchenberg and Nick Bonacon. I hated them. Respect is not the word that comes to mind on a Ravens Friday. Is it for you out there? What are we doing? 928-9370. Do we have calls yet?
Oh, they're lit up like a Christmas tree, Joe.
Lit up Malzie at a craft beer house.
Let me give one more.
Lit up like Pony at a Syracuse game. Like Crowley at a West Virginia bonfire.
Let me give a little bit more detailed explanation to this.
Do they even bother having bonfires, or is that every Friday night in West Virginia?
Yeah, like a bonfire. Everybody tossed their furniture in.
It's right. Called their couch after a West Virginia win.
Yeah, a bonfire there is like just another Tuesday night, right?
I feel like Donnie could speak to this. Growing up for me, it was the hatred towards the Patriots that drove me most.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
Tom Brady would constantly beat the Steelers in big games, playoff games. I remember, how about this? You want to hear an odd story? Steelers and Patriots were playing a late season game. I was like 12, and I like collapsed in our house. Like I had a really bad like medical thing that it wasn't like too bad.
This is taking a turn, Donnie.
I ended up waking up in the emergency room, and the first thing that I asked was, did the Steelers beat the Patriots? That's the first thing I wanted to
know. And they said, no, Austin, they lost 55-28.
They ended up losing by like a touchdown.
We're not going to tell you for fear this could come back. Yeah.
But right. Just that my hatred is all sent towards Brady, Belichick, and New England because they constantly.
But not toward Ray Lewis or Terrell Suggs.
Well, there is for them too, but not as much as New England because that was such a one-sided rivalry.
That I get, but that's a different topic.
So one-sided in that one.
Let's go to the phone line.
Let's begin with Scott in Beaver County.
Hello, Scott. What's up?
Hello. Not too much. How are you guys?
Good. What's on your mind?
Not too much. I wanted to touch on Tomlin. What
about Tomlin? We just spent the whole first 10 minutes talking about emotions in the rivalry. What?
Oh, no.
What?
The things. Last week was the first time that I saw Mike Tomlin show emotion like he did in a long time. It was exciting to see our coach get up and down, you know, shush the crowd. Especially you can see it on the fourth when they jumped on the fourth down conversion. But it was just nice to see the energy back on the sideline, and you have to give a lot of credit of that to Russ.
Thank you. Next.
All right, let's go to Anthony in Oakland.
What's up, Anthony?
Well, fellas, I go back a ways, and I had respect for the Oilers. That was the big rival in the late 70s. I hated the Raiders and the Cowboys. Now, we come to this era. I hate Cincinnati because of Burfict, and I hate Cleveland because of Myles Garrett trying to decapitate Mason Rudolph. So that hatred is still there. But I have a respect for the Ravens. It's always a good battle, and we've dominated them the last 7 out of 8 games. So That's where I'm focused right now.
Thank you, Anthony. Your opinion is duly noted.
I feel good about that one. Anthony is a veteran caller. As veteran as anybody who's going to ring that phone.
He's in the Fan Hall of Fame, of course.
I wonder how much respect Steelers fans of the 70s had for the Raiders. Was that the first emotion on your mind if you're of a certain age when it was Raider week? Oh, I respect them so much. Aren't they nice?
Why does it have to be the first emotion, though, Donnie?
You clearly said it was. You clearly said hate for the Browns and Bengals, respect for the Ravens. You said it, not me.
I think you're taking it out of character, though, saying like, man, you walk into the stadium, I really respect these guys.
Play it again. Play it again. That's what it sounded like to me.
And the thing that I like about this rivalry, which is a little bit off the beaten path, is that there's so much respect in this rivalry. I feel like the Steelers, you hate Cincinnati. You hate Cleveland. You respect Baltimore.
Next.
Let's go to Brian in the car.
What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. Joe, I am so much on your side. I'm going to steal a phrase that you use. This is unbelievable. This is Friday before that darn Ravens game. You hate them guys. You like Ray Lewis coming out and doing his dance. Suggs, you watch them guys on ESPN. They still hate the Steelers. Joe, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think it's a generation thing. I think these guys will give Baltimore participation respect trophy at the end of the game.
Okay. Donnie, has your generation gone soft?
My generation's definitely soft.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, sir. Finish it up.
It is okay to have hate for somebody. You don't have to act on it, but it is okay to feel certain emotions in this world. It's okay.
Thank you, Brian. I'm heartened by Brian.
That was kind of like a reversal Mr. Rogers there. It's okay to hate somebody in this world. Just don't act on it, but it's okay. It was a hearty message. I give Brian credit.
What was his signature line, Mr. Rogers? I can't remember. Or Mr. Jackson. Next.
Here's Rob in West Mifflin.
Rob?
Joe.
Yes.
Joe. Come on, buddy. Come on, man. You got to listen. When you play these guys, they bring the best out of the Steelers every time we play them. So, me, I played a lot of sports growing up. I didn't hate none of them guys because they bring the best out of me. After the game is over, we shake hands, we laugh, giggle, whatever.
After the game's over. Donnie, did you hate – what school did you go to?
Greensburg-Salem.
What was your big rival?
Hemphill.
Yeah? Did you hate him going into the game, or was it more respect?
I would say that I mostly hated him going into the game, but that's because they usually beat us. So it was kind of a Patriots-type deal.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear Rob, too. What, Rob?
They bring the best out of us. These are the best game. I can't wait. It's Friday. I'm going to a game tonight, a game tomorrow, just so I can get to Sunday.
What game are you going to tonight?
Steel Valley and Seton LaSalle.
Oh, yes.
There you go, Joe. That's down your alley.
At West Mifflin. That's a big one.
I can walk there. Then I'm going to go see McKeesport TJ.
Nice. I love it. It's a football weekend.
A couple guys I coached on that McKeesport team. But, Joe, this I hate Cleveland. I go up there every year.
Well, I thought you didn't hate anybody. I thought hate was bad.
Hear me out, Joe. Hear me out what they do. You got to rent a car and get Ohio plates. You go up there to Pennsylvania plates when they play the Steelers, something terrible going to happen. They're going to bust your window, flat your tires, things like that. You can go to Baltimore and have a beer with those guys and watch the game.
Yeah, if you're Mike Byers, you can have a beer over your head on your walk to the game. We've had different experiences. That's all. That's all. I appreciate it. I'm trying to look up some Mr. Rogers quotes that we could do.
I gotta tell Rob to stop by and say hello tomorrow. He's going down to the championship games.
Here we go.
I'll be on the sideline.
Yes, you should. That'd be great. Mr. Rogers, you can't really love someone else unless you really love yourself first. It should be, who was it, Brian?
Yeah, call him Brian.
Yeah, you can't really hate someone else until you really hate yourself first. Who's next?
Let's go to Pete in the South Hills.
Hello, Pete.
Hey, guys. So I'm in my mid-30s. I lived in Baltimore for two football seasons. First off, I don't hate Cleveland because they're irrelevant. You know, like, it's hard to hate a team that's so irrelevant and that doesn't really, you know, compete with you guys. I will say Baltimore and Pittsburgh are very similar. So if you say you hate Baltimore, then you really, as a Steelers fan, probably hate yourself, because we're all pretty similar in terms of, you know, we're a little obnoxious at times when our team's not doing well. So I also am one of the probably vast minorities that respect the Patriots because of how dang good they were. And it's hard to hate a team that's so much better than you for so many years.
Well, let me jump in. And it's what Rob said, too. In retrospect, maybe after the game, maybe after careers, as I look back on the Patriots, of course, other than all the cheating, yes, there's respect there. But not the Friday of game week, for God's sakes.
Well, you never want to respect somebody going into the game as a fan. But, I mean, I think the Baltimore fans and New England fans are obnoxious. They're loud. But who's to say that we're not?
Of course we are.
We all are, right?
So, yeah, we all are. Yes.
Yeah, it's also Cincinnati. I mean, they haven't done enough consistently for me to hate Cincinnati either. They've just gotten
You
good.
Hated them when they had Vontaze Burfict. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, I mean, did anybody like Vontaze Burfict that was out of Cincinnati?
Limits respected him.
No, I did not.
Limits is out of his damn mind.
Damn, Pete. Didn't even hear my take.
You love to clip the ones where they rip me.
I'll clip it.
And call me an idiot. All right, next. Let's take one more. Did you hear Ann the other day?
Limits is out of his damn mind.
Here is Mike in Pittsburgh.
Hello, Mike.
Morning, guys. I just wanted to weigh in on the whole Ravens-Steelers things. Donnie, you might appreciate this, but I liken it to, so even though I hate the Ravens, there is a respect there. I would say it's a lot like Donnie and I watching John Cena in the WWE from like 05 to
Do you know this guy,
2011.
Donnie?
No, I'm assuming he's just a wrestling guy.
Oh.
I am a wrestling fan, so. But there was a time where we hated him and we booed him, and then at retrospect, we just grew to respect him. So I think that's the main take.
Thank you, sir. Very respectful take, wasn't it, Donnie?
Yes, it was.
Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding, here's a rundown of what's happening on today's show. We have Ray Fittipaldo, top of the hour. We have Nick Kostos at 12, Bechtold's Breakdown at 12:30, a Raven-Steelers-themed quiz show at 1 o'clock. Anything else? A numbers game, which has taken the nation by storm, Donnie. I don't know if you knew that. 7 million people tuned in last week for our numbers
really?
Game. Yeah.
Hoping That's a hell up, of a number.
Yeah, we're hoping up that to 10 million this week. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Yeah, we're going to break it down with numbers, and we're going to see, you know, who's going to win and why. But this is any rivalry game, and I'm sure these guys would admit this, is about raw emotion. You know, we got the basket brawl tonight, Pitt and West Virginia. Rivals are what make sports great. And when I talk hatred, it's always obviously in a sporting sense. You want to hate somebody in sports. You want that. That's part of what makes it great. And whatever rivalry you're thinking of, depending on your age, probably, Penguins Flyers, Penguins Capitals, Pitt Penn State, Pitt West Virginia, Steelers Raiders from the 70s, Steelers Ravens, Steelers Browns, Pirates Phillies from the 70s was legendary. Pirates Cardinals when the Pirates were good for about 10 minutes there. All of that, Donnie. It's mostly about the emotion. Speaking of JP Roofing and Siding, join me at JP Roofing and Siding, Route 30 in Irwin on Wednesday, next Wednesday, November 20th, for a live broadcast from 10 till 2. We'll be kicking off our Fan for the Win campaign to benefit the Women's Center and Shelter of Greater Pittsburgh. Drop off a gift card from a retail location or grocery store that can go to a family who is displaced due to domestic abuse. Anyone making a donation will get pizza and a beverage, courtesy of Bishop's Pizza in North Versailles and JP Roofing. We're talking Steelers Ravens, obviously, from the emotional side of it, which makes sports fun, right? I used to have this argument with Ron. He would say fans just want to win, that if you're Pitt, they want to go 11-0, 12-0, no questions asked. And I said, well, you know, forget about rivalries, anything else. just win. And I said, all right, so if you're a Pitt fan, you'd want to play Youngstown State 12 times? Or would you want to have a schedule that had Notre Dame, West Virginia, and Penn State on it, where you gear up for the rivalry for the whole week and have your tailgate parties and talk about the games and play great, memorable games? I don't know, man. That, to me, rivalries are what make sports, Donnie. That's how I feel.
For sure. Wait, so he really just said that the teams would prefer to play like the easiest teams the whole way through?
His point was that fans, and I heard his point, was that fans just want you to win, that they'll be happy if you've won. Like, and yeah, if you're sitting there at 11-0 because you beat Youngstown State 11 times, I get it. If you played a real, you know, easy schedule, that's mm-hmm. an extreme example. But I would always say so much of the fun in sports is the lead-in to games like this.
For
like,
sure.
Like this one. Win or lose. The lead-in is a huge part of the fun.
And you'll also look back in years down the road and remember the big games, even if the game was lost.
Right.
You'll remember the big moment that maybe was the reason for the loss. I mean, it doesn't have to be a good memory necessarily, but you're not going to remember, oh, well, they beat so-and-so by 22 points. You know, like, I don't know how long we'll be talking about the Steelers beat the Jets by 22 on Sunday Night Football. I don't think I'll be talking about that game in 5 to 10 years.
Yeah. And these are the ones, and it's all, for me, it's all about emotion. That's what gets stoked by a rival. And what we're talking about to lead the show is City Limits on Tuesday piping up with the following take that you're about to hear. And we've had a lot of different takes on his take, and the phone lines are still filled. Let's hear it again, Donnie.
The thing that I like about this rivalry, which is a little bit off the beaten path, is that there's so much respect in this rivalry. I feel like the Steelers, you hate Cincinnati. You hate Cleveland. You respect Baltimore.
I feel like City Limits is litigating these cases before they get on the air. He's trying to, you heard him back there arguing with people,
yeah.
Right? And now I feel like he's going to manipulate the calls to only get his side on the air. So to mitigate that,
conversations aren't allowed with callers when trying to find out what they want to talk about.
I want caller number one, Donnie, whoever it is, the top person on the list. Go to them.
Here is Bill in Chicago.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, Joe. Donnie, City Limits. Boy, he put me at top. First, let me apologize to City Limits. I yelled at him when I was on the phone.
I accept, Bill.
Because respect. Joe, come on. And you had to do this. Okay, so you get all us emotional fans involved. And Joe, I'm in Chicago. So at 9 o'clock, I'm wondering, what am I doing at 9 a.m.? I got to put Joe on. So you talk about this today. We're talking about respect, especially the Baltimore Ravens. You know who they are? They're the fake brands. When Modell dragged them out of Cleveland that night, I'll never forget it because he ruined the greatest rivalry in football. And now they're the fake Browns. And then we have to pretend like we respect somebody like Ray Lewis. I can't stand him. Dancing in the end zone, and now we're going to sit here and get fired up. This is probably one of the biggest Steeler games in the last 20 years. I'm so excited. Listen, you're talking about the Dolphins and the Bills. I'll never forget the Raiders and the Steelers in the 70s. I'll be 62 in January. That's emotion. Those are the rivalries. I call Jack Lambert and ask him if he ever would respect the Raider organization. He'd fire up a heater at halftime, suck down two beers, and run back out there and want to run over Stabler. That's how we feel, Joe. You're right. It's emotion.
These two want to sit down and roast marshmallows with John Harbaugh tonight.
Respect.
It's unbelievable.
Because I'm sure they're really nice kids, and I respect your fathers. Donnie's always talking about his dad taking him to games, and everything. Yeah, but roasting marshmallows? No, I'm going to put on my Steeler hard hat and want to punch a hole in his screen. If Lamar Jackson, the most overrated quarterback in the NFL, he's a running back playing quarterback. We all know that. He's not going to ever win a Super Bowl. Never. Oh, okay. I feel better. I'm sorry. City Limits, I apologize. Donnie, great. I love having you on Fridays. Although, you know, it's like Malzy. He's more upset that they dragged Cleveland, too. He's a fake Cleveland fan. I mean, it's emotion. I grew up in Pittsburgh my whole life. I'm here now in Chicago. We grew up with that. Oh, you got my blood pressure up. Thanks, guys.
Oh, sorry about that, Bill. That was
great.
Keep
going, Bill, if you want. Are you done?
No, because I've been wanting to call you for a long time. It's just like, listen, it's like the guy when he asks, you get in the locker room. What are you doing? What are you guys doing? What are we doing here? We're talking about the Ravens. We should be talking about what we're going to do to win on Sunday. And we're talking about respect. That's why I don't watch the NBA anymore, Joe. You watch the NBA. I mean, and Joe, what is it? Joel Embiid from Philadelphia. He's on load management.
Yeah, well, a lot of these guys for a lot of years have been on load management.
Does anybody anymore in a locker room, like, TJ or Cam, come up to him and say, hey, what are you doing?
What are we doing here? We're talking about the fake Browns. Since you're being Cleveland.
Fake Browns. Fake Browns. He's right.
Baltimore shouldn't even have a team. They're not allowed to have a team. Odell drove down there with an 18-wheeler, and I told Sidney Lemus a story. You guys remember the early 2000s through the Black and Gold Brigade. It was a fan club we belonged to. We made KDKA, made wrist armbands for Cleveland fans who were allowed to come down and tailgate with us. Because they took the Browns from them. And Cleveland, we met a bunch of Cleveland fans, and it was horrible. And I'm not saying I respect Cleveland fans, but we felt bad for them because it was the greatest rivalry in sport.
I hear you, man. Donnie, jump in. Thank you for the call.
Bill, that was something. And he comes at that with the perspective of somebody from the generation that my dad is in. They're about the same age. He said he was 62. Yeah. My dad is 61.
I'm in that ballpark too, and Donnie. I'm old enough to be your dad.
He did say something there early on in the call that I think is absolutely true, which is why, yeah, I mean, I'm juiced for the game on Sunday. Like, I feel like Limits and I and other people who may have the same opinion, that people are just assuming, well, if you don't hate them, you're not fired up for the game. You can absolutely be fired up for a game like this. And what he said in the middle there, this is the biggest Steelers-Ravens game, I think, in 5-plus years, almost 10 years. I think since that Christmas Day game, the Immaculate Extension game, this is the biggest one.
I would agree with that. And I would also say this, Donnie. And before the show went the direction it went, which I'm glad it did, really glad it did, I would say that with Lamar and the Ravens having lost, well, not him individually, but the Ravens having lost 7 of 8. And him having the record he does against the Steelers, that the pressure in this game is on the Ravens, in my opinion. Not only that, but if they lose, they don't control their fate in the division all of a sudden. The Steelers can afford to lose and still control their fate. We talked about, and I think he's going to play really well, but I also think Russell's going to play well. Last week, Little Limits pulled up a chair for a story from Grandpa Joe. It was time for a course correction. Do you remember that story,
yes,
Donnie? And I said in the NFL, when Bill Parcells said, you are what your record says you are, he was talking about the end of the season. The Commanders were not a 7-2 team. And I said the course correction wasn't going to be one, it was going to be 2 games in 5 days, which is what has happened here. They are what they are now, more like what they are at 7-4. What we're going to get this weekend, I think, is a statistical correction, a career correction, something along those lines with Lamar. He hasn't even played in half the available starts he's had against the Steelers, and the numbers are horrific. They are. Mm-hmm. 4 touchdowns, 7 picks, 50% of his passes. I just can't see over the course. Something's got to correct itself there. And if it doesn't, and if they lose for the 8th time in 9 games against the Steelers, then I will start to say that the Steelers are absolutely in his head. And that the Steelers, at that point, would be starting to own the Ravens. 8 out of 9 in this series? There was one point where the Ravens won 7 out of 10. There's been nothing quite like this, though. But I don't think it's going to happen. However, I do think Russell's going to put up some points, too. But the bottom line there, Donnie, is I think that there's going to be a little bit of a correction with Lamar.
Now, what if he would have a big game, but it's just that defense is so bad that they can't get it done? Like what if he puts up legit MVP numbers and they lose a shootout?
Could easily happen, and I think it's going to be a shootout, by the way. It hardly ever is. The Ravens hardly ever put up 20 points anymore in this rivalry. It's been like 5, 6, 7 games since they've put up 20 against the Steelers, but for most of the time they haven't had him. Yeah, that could happen, Donnie. It could. Steelers could win a shootout.
And I would almost wonder then if it is the Steelers are in the head of John Harbaugh more than anybody else.
Yes.
Because I think that happens. I do think he gets really out over his skis in this game. Like I was saying earlier, I think that he is a pretty good coach. I think he's pretty close to the level of Mike Tomlin. And in some ways, you could even say he's better. But he gets into this game, and he just overthinks things all the time. I mean, I think a glaring one a few years ago, it was the last Big Ben game against the Ravens in Pittsburgh. He's going for two in a weird spot. I know it's, you know, maybe to win the game, but he's doing things, I feel, in almost every matchup that make you kind of question what's going on.
Like, overcompensating, maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, Patrick Peterson, I thought, gave away a Tomlin secret last year after that first game, when he said, coach told us, you know, just hang in there, and basically Harbaugh will, what did he say, burn the house down late? Remember that quote from Patrick Peterson?
I don't remember that exact part end.
Like they'll burn the barns or something late in the game. In other words, he'll overcompensate. He'll go nuts late in the game. That seems to be what Tomlin's message to his team was last year. So I'm with you on that one. But I do think that there's more pressure on Lamar and the Ravens to win this game. Do you agree with that?
There absolutely is. Because the Steelers, I don't want to say the position they're in is almost like a house money type thing or found money, whatever phrase you want to use, because they've started off the season a little bit better than what most people expected. But the, like you said, the Ravens haven't won in this series consistently in quite a while. Lamar Jackson has not played well in this series in the games that he has played in. And the head coach has been a big reason why they've lost some of these games.
And I'll give you the perfect example to back up what you're saying, Donnie. Here's the quote. Steelers were trailing by 2 with 1:25 to play in the fourth quarter. Remember when Pickens caught that touchdown from Pickett?
Yes.
So it was a 2nd and 9 from the Ravens 41. And Baltimore burned the house down. Remember, they went all out?
Mm-hmm.
It was a zero coverage.
Yes.
Do you remember that? Patrick Peterson, on his podcast, went on a couple days later and said, the crazy thing about it is, and I'll never forget it, on Wednesday in our meeting, Coach Tomlin said, when it's a dying moment, they'll try to burn the house down. You go back to that moment, Peterson said, and I'll be damned, they tried to burn the house down, and we caught them. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, I mean, you've gotten into the big moments of these matchups the last handful of times, and for whatever reason, John Harbaugh just crumbles. And it's not like the guy's never coached in a big game. He's coached in plenty, but he gets into the moment where it's like he's just... It's almost like he's staring across that field at Mike Tomlin and thinking, I'm going to get you this time, and he hasn't in the last handful of games.
I'm trying to get over the fake brands. I mean, that was a moment, wasn't it?
Oh, he was on a roll.
That was just incredible.
A roll through history.
The fake brands. Okay. Did Mulsey say yesterday that I coined the term immaculate extension?
He questioned if you did.
I honestly don't know if I did. I tried to go back and look today. I think I put it in my column that day. So I may have, but to be very, very blunt with you, I don't remember. It may have been something that popped up on Twitter. It may have been something that media guys were talking about. I don't remember. But I think I used it in the column the next day. So... I'll be honest with you. I don't remember if I coined it. I may have been one of the first ones to use it in print. I'll tell you that.
You could maybe get like a little, like half a star there, half credit.
Yeah, I'll take half a star.